Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
This new Quibi app has me intrigued that apparently I'm not alone. When the mobile-only streaming service launched on Monday, it racked up more than 300,000 downloads, and here's what the app is. First, Quibi stands for Quick Bites and offers slickly produced movies like Hunger Games and Most Dangerous Game, but instead of the whole movie at once, it gives you the film in chunks of 10 minutes or less. The service is founded by Jeffrey Katzenberg. He's the former chief of Walt Disney Company's movie studio and DreamWorks Animation, and headed by former eBay Incorporated and Hewlett-Packard CEO Meg Whitman. The service will also deliver reality shows and news, with each episode being less than 10 minutes in length. And again, it's mobile only. You have to watch its content, both the licensed stuff and the original stuff, on a mobile device. There's no way to watch it on your TV. You can subscribe for Quibi for $5 a month if you're okay with ads, or $8 a month for the ad-free version. According to company executive chairman Bob Iger, things will likely be very different at Disney as the world attempts to return to some form of normalcy after the coronavirus pandemic. Of the new normals we'll encounter, Iger says that when the parks reopen, it's possible that before you're admitted to the park, they might take your temperature at the entrance gate. In an interview yesterday with Barron's, Iger said, "One of the things that we're discussing already is that in order to return to some semblance of normal, people will have to feel comfortable that they're safe. Some of that could come in the form of ultimately a vaccine, but in the absence of that, it could come from basically more scrutiny, more restrictions. Just as we now do bag checks for everybody that goes into our parks, it could be that at some point we add a component of that that takes people's temperatures, for instance." And as far as Disney movies that are already in production, Iger says that some of those films will end up on Disney Plus instead of on the big screen. He said Artemis Fowl, which would have ended up in movie theaters, will instead go straight to Disney Plus. He said there are a few others that might go to Disney Plus as well, but for the most part, most of the big Disney releases will simply see a delayed release so that they can still roll out on the big screen as previously planned. And Apple is stepping up in a big way for independent record labels that have been hit by the coronavirus pandemic. The company informed independent labels and distributors yesterday that they've established a $50 million fund, and any of the labels who meet a minimum quarterly threshold of $10,000 in Apple Music earnings can qualify for one-off advance payments on future royalties out of the fund. Apple says that with the advance payments, they hope the money will be used to help the labels pay artists and maintain operations. Apple has stepped up in several ways to help fight the pandemic. Apple CEO Tim Cook announced over the weekend that the company has sourced over 20 million protective masks for frontline medical professionals globally. It's also designing, producing, and shipping face shields for health workers around the world and plans to send 1 million shields per week to those who need them. Apple also announced a donation of $10 million to the One World Together at Home benefit fundraiser I told you about on Hollywood Headlines yesterday that will air next Saturday on basically every TV network and streaming platform in existence. So it's pretty cool of Apple to step up. As they're Apple, they have a gazillion dollars, and it's awesome of them to put it towards a good cause instead of self-gain like you see a lot of these corporations doing. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.